That's ass. That's not mold. You know,
moldy ass.
That's man butt from rim jobbing yourself a 39-inch
butt. But I was just desecrating my own anus. Just eat it out. Yeah. That's why I got rid of those like four lower ribs. Yeah. Yeah. Just eat ass all day.
Yeah. Practice. What a way to open the show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition of Last Drop. I ain't Godfather Whiskey, I'm JB.
Hey, it's that guy Yoon.
That guy Yoon eating ass.
I was eating ass before...
His own ass.
Yeah, before JB came. I had to cut it short. I was 45 minutes in.
I walked in and watched. I was like, what are you doing? And I tried to blackmail him too, but he was just like...
You were disgusted, but you couldn't turn away?
Well, I tried to blackmail you up. I said,
Too late.
I'm going to need that. And then you told me...
I'm live streaming this shit. It's on every major platform. Every
major platform.
Sorry.
That's it. So I watched you eat your own ass for 30 minutes.
Hey, at least you have to pay.
And I didn't get nothing. I'm done with my questions.
I'll give you some hooch. You got some hooch.
Hooch that I already have.
you know, my homie get it.
Well, the thing is, coming over to your place, whatever, to drink and stuff, like I look at it and go like, oh, we got the same shit.
True.
We got the same shit, basically.
So I got snacks. Snacks.
That's true. You got a lot of fucking chips on my old table now.
Yes. The table that I damn near broke. It looks fixed.
Well, here, the thing is, I think when you if you was like come over my place, I don't know what whiskey I would give you. I'd probably just give you tequila, to be honest. I'd be like, I feel like you've had this already, except for the Heaven Hill. I'd pop that cherry right there and stuff like that. That cherry's delicious than a motherfucker. So,
oh, I bet.
Yeah,
that's probably some next level shit right there.
I mean, it ain't what we about to talk about today, though.
No.
I mean, maybe they are. No, I did. It isn't. Okay, it is.
No.
Yeah, it isn't, actually. So we had the privilege of sipping on the Laphroaig 36-year-old. What was the Wall Collection?
I think so.
Yeah, the Wall Collection. I think it was 600 bottles, was it? I
got like 200.
200 bottles.
200.
That's right.
And I think the one that the bottle at the time, it was the number 3 bottle.
That's right. We had number three out of 200. And it was illustrated, the art by Laura Carlin. I got the bottle right here. Well, not shit, I wish I had the bottle right
here. I have a picture of it.
I mean, you think we gatekeep them bookers for long, I'd be like, I'd get rid of one of them books for one of them. actually, you would, because the value is higher on the Laphroaig.
Yeah. If they're willing to take a booker, fine. Two.
Well, you know what I would say when they take their film and took one? I'd be like, you suck.
Exactly. No, all the thing I would hear, I'll be hearing cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Yes.
Actually, who am I kidding? Score. I wouldn't say sucker. I'd be like, you dumb motherfucker. What'd you say? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Thank you. I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I gotta go.
And then open the box up. We got scammed. Oh, you motherfucker! This is a 10-year-old.
like you spent how much to buy the box and put some bullshit in?
I spent $1,000 on the box alone.
Remember that box?
The box was heavy as shit.
It was like solid wood. It felt like solid wood.
It probably was the heaviest box case I probably ever held.
Yeah,
I would say, and that was without the liquor, by the way. It was just the box itself.
Whatever.
Cause like when you take the Booker's 30 out of the case, that thing is not heavy at all.
It's nothing.
I'm trying to think of another heavy case. You have the Whistle Pig over there. That thing's not that heavy as well. That's lightweight actually. Like all the stuff I've ever held was always lightweight. The box though, once you unclip that suitcase of it and you lifted it up, it's like holy shit, this thing is heavy. It's got some weight on it. Usually we're used to the cork being heavy.
Right.
The cork will be heavy or something like that, but not like the Glenmorangie Signet.
Yeah,
the cork on that is heavy, but like this, the box is heavy. So I don't really review a lot of scotch on here. Every now and then I do it, probably like twice a year, maybe if that or whatever and stuff. But our good friend Ted and Rainey, they hooked us up. We got to try over at the Wellsbourne. They hooked us up. We got to try the Laphroaig 36-year-old. And when we first cracked it open, you know, we always here on the show, we sniff it right out the bottle, crack that bad boy open. That shit was peaty to the motherfucker. I was just like, ew.
Yeah. I felt the same exact way. I saw that pee on the label. I thought, this is going to be...
It's going to fuck our night.
Another
one. Yeah,
exactly. Like, how many more times can you have pee?
Not to mention, we had just had, what was it called? Cavalon the Ocean?
Yes. Yes.
I should just look at the photo, obviously. Yeah, yeah, hold on.
It was
yeah.
like a... Like
oh,
a,
Rhythm of Taiwan.
Yeah, Rhythm of Taiwan and the...
And it was
the
ocean.
Ocean.
So, it's, I guess, so I guess they got a... What was it? Three bottles was again?
I think they said it was three or four.
Three or four, yeah. It's always usually three or four. They got a new lineup duty-free selection over in Asia, where it's called the Rhythm of Taiwan, and we got a collection, and we got the ocean one. We got to try that. It goes for about $100 at a duty-free. Not bad. I actually somewhat kind of enjoyed it, just sipping on it and not really thinking about it. And just, it wasn't overpriced like most Cavalon bottles, so.
Right, because if that thing was like $200,
I was like, fuck
it.
Dude.
It's not even worth it.
I probably would have gave you like a 1.5. I'd have been like, based on that merit alone, you get a 1.5. I was like giving it a 3. That, like 2.5, 3 area or whatever. I was like, looking at that.
It wasn't bad. I think when you said at that time we were having it, it could literally be an everyday sipper.
Yeah, because like because we were going to talk about the Leforic on this show. So like if we had that ocean one or whatever, I think I'd just be like, let's just sip on that then or whatever shit. Because like I could easily just down that, get rid of it. Yeah.
It's very light. It was very easy. Like I said,
it had that cocoa powder, it had that Cavalon essence profile on it, whatever.
Right.
But I think the more we ate too, the better it got.
Remember, we ate the fries first.
What did we eat after that?
You
ate the meatballs, right?
Yes.
Did we eat? Oh, I had the tacos after too, and it was like, okay, I thought it was something else we had too, where we was just like, this gets better every time you eat something. Like, actually,
I think it's just the fact that because it always changes your palate because you ate something. Now you have to cleanse it. And when you drank it, it felt like it was always mutating to change based on what you ate. So if you ate something salty, it kind of opened it up. If you ate something that a little bit more
meatier,
acidic, then when I had the meatballs with the marinara sauce,
like
it was a little different. It was always slightly different.
But it always slightly different in your favor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which was very rare.
Correct.
Because we did that with the Cavalon tasting. We did, how long ago was that now? A month?
Was
it that long? It couldn't have been that long.
No, it can't be that long.
3 weeks ago then?
Yeah, I would say maybe close to a month, but yeah.
Oh, we did it. Now I don't even remember when we fucking did that now. God, time just flying by.
Was it the end of April?
I think it was end of April, It had to have been like end of April ish. Yeah, trying to find a photo of it now. Oh, yeah, it was end of April.
End of April.
Around that April 22 ish range.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We tried the meatballs with something else, and I was telling people, and you even said, you got to eat this after. Don't drink it, eat it before. But with this one, it kind of just really went well with everything.
Yeah,
Salt, meat, fish.
Sweet.
It was like, okay, this works perfectly, whatever. I think it's just because it was so much lighter than the Vinho.
Yes.
That, like, it just kind of aired it out a little bit more and get more of the richness involved in it. But it's just, on its own, it's like, oh, it's whatever. But I actually enjoyed it. I don't think Ted liked it as much or whatever stuff. I think he was, because he even said it before he even opened. He was just like, cheap duty free bottle, whatever. And I was just like,
maybe cheap to you.
Cheap to you. It's funny for him to say that, not knowing how much that LaFleur cost. LaFleur was like fucking, what did we say? It was 45 to 5,000? It was 45.
Let's just round it up and say it's at least $5,000.
It was $5,000,
plus or minus.
And he had bottle number 3 out of 200, the Wall Collection.
Yeah.
And me and Yoon was like, man, we want a bottle of that now. I got to get one. And I looked it up. And I was like, oh.
No. I remember at the time when he bought it out, I said, I'm going to look it up. He's like, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. And I said, you're probably right. I don't want to know the price.
Yeah.
Let me be ignorant and just be blinded by the fact that the ball is in front of us. Enjoy it. I'll look at it later.
You know, the thing is, like, because you asked me, what if the 38-year-old tastes like shit, and I'd be like, oh, at least I get to try it. I was just going to say before we started, I'm always thankful I get to try shit like a 36-year-old, but then I'm also hateful about trying shit like that, too, because I'm like, I'm never going to be able to sip this motherfucker again.
Let's put it this way. You can never say never, because you probably never thought that you were going to get to 36, and here we are talking about it now.
You know what? There's shit like that. It don't even cross my mind to think of trying because I know it's out of my price range or whatever. So I didn't even think of it. Like someone yesterday was telling me about the Weller single barrel, and he was like, oh, have you started hunting? Now, were you hunting that? I was like, no, I gave that up the first year it came out because I was just like, the price is just too fucking out of my range or whatever. Even on secondary, I just wouldn't pay that. That's just crazy. Even for a single barrel, you crazy. So I was just like, I just wouldn't do this. So I don't think about it. And he's like, oh, yeah, you do that a lot. I was like, oh, yeah, if there's a bottle that's out of my reach –
Yeah, I'm not going for it.
I ain't going for it or whatever. Like, I wouldn't even think about it and stuff. I'll stick to the things that are more so in my reachable. Yeah. Like, and for most bottles, the most I'm willing to go nowadays is like 500. And that's like, it better be like.
It better be worth it.
It better be like special. It right. Like a Booker's 30 or a Heaven Hill anniversary or 20-something year old. Anyway, I guess I can't think of that now. Yeah.
Well, no, let's put it this way. You're not paying $450 for that Boss Hog.
Oh, hell
the,
no.
The one right on the floor. Honestly,
but that's, remember, that's,
why
that's,
is it on the floor?
That's cheap, though.
Yeah.
Because remember, that was a Costco thing. Where yes. I think it cost more than that because you got a limited edition one. I think it's like over $500. And now those Boss Hogs are like, what, $600 or something like that?
Six, seven.
So four is like the cheap part. So
yeah, but I get that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. But what was in the bottle... Mm-hmm. That when we drank it, did we ever go back to it?
Hell no.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. When you mentioned about how much you're willing to spend that currently right now, your range, if it's that, oh, hell no.
It's got to be like, also too, like, because I bought that G4 Extra Añejo 7-year-old that was aged in like whiskey barrels and everything like that. I tried it before I bought it. And it was, it was like this or the LaFleur. And it was like, oh my God. It's like, well, it's not out of price range. It's like $450. So it's like. Fucking, I can go get it for that cheap. Or I think I got it for $400 actually, though. But because I think high proof, you know, they cheap. Yeah. They must be got selling kids out of that store or something like that.
Whatever,
because their price is always like, you know, probably really good and stuff. So we opened the thing and it was peaty as fuck. It was just like, oh, you know, we were sipping on something nice beforehand. And it was just like, and then we smelled that. And it was just like. Just stick with the cattle, realistically.
Yeah,
but once he poured it in my glass, I went like. I said, oh, and I gave
it. It was super light.
As you were pouring it in yours, I made you whiff mine. Where he was just like, oh, that actually smells really. It was like all that funk and peat just like vanished or something like, or like it got more condensated to where it was like more balanced in the glass and stuff. And it was really like special. I was just like, I kind of knew from that nose. It was like, oh, we're gonna taste something that's like really good here, or whatever. And I kind of wasn't really expecting because I never knew what to get. And I like LaFleur too. I don't drink it regularly, but every one I've had, I go like. It's pretty solid. Like, it's really good. I never had a higher rate statement like that, though. Yeah. So, I can't remember the last time I had a higher rate. I mean, that might be the oldest bottle I've had in quite since the last drop bottles.
I think that's the first time I've ever seen a LaFleur that even with that high of a number.
I think the highest I had was the 25.
I think maybe that's the first. For me, this was the first time I've ever seen anything that's like in the 30s.
I didn't even know
they go that high.
But, oh, yeah. I knew. Right? I just do. I
that's my ignorance for. Because I'm obviously not a big Scotch guy, but when she brought that box out, well, when they were walking in, I saw that big box. I said, what is that? And then when she set it on the table, I saw that beautiful box with those nice brass gold buckles on each side. I thought, man, that is presentation at its
beautiful
finest.
Hell, right?
Yeah, and then when, as you were saying, when we took that first whiff, when we cracked it open, I was like, oh, no. Not again.
Don't matter the age. It just smells like shit all the time.
And we're sitting next to the fireplace. I'm going,
almost turned back into a Shannon Sharp interview. Yeah. Be like, you need a hold of the water, but you can't make a thing.
Yeah. Do you know what a plant is? Yeah. I thought, man, this peat is going to wreck me. But then, like you said, once we got it in the cup, I thought, wait a minute. What happened here?
It changed my whole perspective. There was like some sweet and fruity notes on there. It was like
this was a scotch that I was completely dumbfounded.
Had that like zesty peeled flavor on the palate as well too. There was like this little hint of spice, like cinnamon too as well. I was like, and every time I sipped it, there was something new because we held it for a while. We had that shit in our gland for like a while, like a long time. We kept telling him, you need to get that bottle the fuck away from us.
You get that fucking bottle the fuck away from us.
Because like, it just had like this custard. I mean, it got better too. It was like well balanced. It just had so much going for it. I mean, when you talk about diversity, uniqueness, inclusion of everything on a pour or whatever stuff, it just had everything going for it. It was.
Right.
It was the best pour I had. The best pour I had this year was that tequila we had at Mario's event, whatever, that dude pulled out of his bag, whatever and shit. Like, that thing was delicious as fuck.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
He only showed me the bottle, but he wouldn't let it go.
He wouldn't let that shit. As fucked up as he was, too.
Yeah, he was three sheets to the wind for sure.
And Yoon will tell you, I was trying.
Yeah. I said, hey, can I see the bottle? He's like, sure. He had a kung fu grip on it, and he wouldn't let it go. I'm like, can I hold it? He's like, no, you can look at it. Yeah, you said you want to see it. Yeah,
and
you
as
can touch it, as but I'm going to hold it.
He fucked up. He kept grabbing shoulders. Huh? He pouring it. It's spilling and shit, too. And he had no problem sharing. He was pouring it like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But he wouldn't let nobody hold that shit. I was
even
like,
if the bottle was empty.
I never met a drunk with so much function to keep the bottle in his hand.
He was like functional drunk.
Yeah. We had that and that 16-year-old extra nail where you went to the corner to go smell or whatever in the shadows and shit, whatever. And you just,
holy shit, that shit was so good. Like,
it was a 16-year-old extra nail. I was like, I've never had nothing that old.
Obviously, that was like my second tequila event, and holy shit.
Yeah, like, you was in the corner. And you know, on the side of a wall where it's, like, dark, but there's this one light shining on it? All you see is, I walked up to him. I said, you try it yet? He was like, I just been sniffing it. I was like, yo, you try that shit, dude. Like, that shit was, like, and then he sold me, like, a miniature, like, a 370.
Yeah.
Or was it 100 mil? I think it was 100 milliliter. I can't remember the size.
It was a
smaller size, but he gave it to me for 100 bucks. Because the bottle itself goes for, like, 500. I was like, oh, yeah, fuck that. I'll buy that. Because that bottle is, like, good enough for, like, six pours or whatever and shit like that. So it was like, for 100 bucks, dude? So I got one. A 16-year-old extra nail. That's probably the oldest tequila I've ever had.
Yeah.
As far as that. So this was the oldest whiskey maybe I probably had to come in. This is the oldest tequila. Those were probably in my top two of the year so far was those tequilas. And then I got to this, and I was like, oh, it just fucked up my whole brackets.
Yeah.
Like, it just bracket fucks up, man.
Who'd have thunk it that a scotch would supersede everything that you've had before?
Yeah, it kind of did. I started thinking about that tequila he pulled out of his bag, and I was like,
That was 1-2. It was like a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
We got that, and then when we went to that one booth with the gentleman that you bought the thing from.
Yeah,
holy shit.
Yeah. I think I remember we said, too, because we still had the glass with the other bottle. And we were like, I think we're good with this one. I think going forward now, I was like, I think I'm just going to sip on this one for the end. And I was just like, yeah, because this one is really fucking good. And plus, he told us it was like a private barrel thing that they had. I was just like.
Yeah, I don't think I touched anything else after that.
Yeah, same.
From what I remember.
I might have had one more, but I was like, that was about it. Because I was like, I just want to linger on this one because, like, it was a private barrel. I think he said it was Old World Tequila in San Diego. That's where they got it from, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I think that sounds about right.
Yeah, because I was like, I was just there. They didn't fucking have this anymore or whatever. He was like, no, they don't have that. And I was just like, fuck, dude. So we got a little bit of Cavalon 15 here, too, as well. So I'm going to go ahead and pop its cherry.
Yes, we do. We do.
But this Lafleur, man, was just like, I mean, when you talk about, like, I don't think we've used this word in a long time because, you know, we just don't anymore. But when you talk about unicorns, that was a unicorn with all unicorns. Like, yeah, that was.
That was like the head unicorn, the king of unicorns. Yeah. That was.
There's glass or
the
color.
That could be quite possibly the greatest pour that I've come across so far.
I might be, to be honest, because I honestly have not stopped thinking about it.
Oh, like I was telling you, ever since I've had it, anyone that were willing to listen, I've been talking about it. And they go, what? I'm like, yeah. And I show them the picture, and they go, oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Oh, God. You know what I love about Cavalon? That smell hits you right in the feels. God damn, that smells good. So, like, that Lafleur, when we sipped it, like, I swear it got better and better. As you can tell by my rating, I give it a last drop. Like, I mean, it's probably, like, my number one of the year, like, so far. Like, I think it's going to take a lot to top that, to be honest. That was just so good. Shout out to Ted and Rain for that one, because, man, that shit wasn't even on my radar.
No. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was another, like, a special Cavalon box or something that they was bringing in, and then. Because when they were bringing it in, the label was on the back side, so you just saw the back of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And when they set it down and you turned it around, look, I don't lie, I saw the fork. I go, yeah, okay. like you said, I'm just going to keep drinking the Cavalon. I'm cool.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you know what? You know who owns the fork? It's the Suntory. So.
Yes.
That's part of their lineup. So
yes. That Ked Talk is fantastic.
So Suntory owns Lafleur, Maker's Mark, all this other fucking. Mm-hmm. So like it's like
God damn, what can't them Japanese do? They make good bourbon, they make good whiskey, they make good scotch, they make good single malt. Yeah,
shit, they made my car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They made my sister.
So, That's true. Oh, shout out. Hey, boo. How you doing?
Hey, boo thing.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna have twins. Yeah, yeah.
You want half of this or half of that? I want half of both.
Half of my, I want half and half.
Cheers.
Cheers. So yeah, I assume you give that LaFleur a last shot.
Oh, that's like, that's like, I don't know. I think that's a last drop. That's a keep drinking. Yeah, keep drinking. Yeah,
that's the one I hide the fuck out of that bitch. Yeah. I put that shit in a safe. Yeah. I like if I had like a trust fund, it'd be in a safe in one of those. I'd be like, okay, you'd be thinking I left you rubies and diamonds and shit, and you just see LaFleur bottles in there. He'd be like, yeah.
If you could intravenously feed it to me and just give me that slow drip,
ooh,
yeah, just let keep going, keep going.
Mm. So, yeah, so we're sipping. By the way, it's the month of June. We're back to regular. It's my birthday month, so therefore, we're just drinking special shit.
Yay, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday. So, yeah. So we're drinking special shit this month or whatever. And what better way special to be the LaFleur 36 and the first age-stated Cavillon bottle, Cavillon 15, which I briefly reviewed last year, which made my top 10 list because I got to try it. Now, me and you both own a bottle.
Yes, we do.
So we were like, I'm going to go ahead and pop that bad boy. This thing was so amazing about it, first of all. It's a rare blend of four different casks. Oh, yes, and yes. It's a port cask, a Punchion, ex-bourbon, and Oloroso sherry.
Yep.
And it says it there too as well. If you want to read it.
Yeah.
And it has all those. And the funny thing about it, you taste every one a bit of those casks.
Sure does.
And it blends so perfectly.
Yeah.
With that age-stated 15-year-old on, which I've already, I think Teto's, they're already running low on those, whatever. Over there. So it's like, you know, these ain't hitting America. They're not hitting America then.
Go buy them and hide them somewhere.
Four casks matured, though, bottled in 2025, age 15 years old. Man. That first taste already, like, warmed my throat up.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
exactly. Like, same. Yeah.
If you on a cold cabin day or whatever shit, this shit will fucking fill you up. It's, like, all lush and full. Like, it's, like, it coats the whole mouth well and stuff. So, yeah.
I wish I had this when I had COVID.
I think it would have killed the COVID.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
I think it would have killed COVID. Got rid of that shit.
Oh
my God.
Right?
Man. You get those Cavillon notes, like the dried raisins, and like there's that chocolate in there, but there's also like the cherry notes and like just a little bit of hint of vanilla. But it like balances between this light and darkness and this brightness on it too, right, as well. Like
it
comes really
light, then it goes dark.
Yeah.
Then it kind of like pokes out. Yeah. Oh, if you want some more, keep going.
It's like a...
Like, nah, I'm hiding in the dark.
It's like a bento box that you half opened.
Oh.
You didn't realize them noodles were in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like when you open the fridge a little, you just get that crack where the light doesn't turn on.
Oh, yeah. I know I left that open can of beer right there. Yeah. Man, let me grab that motherfucker, yeah.
I have to say, compared to the ocean, the rhythm of Taiwan one.
Yeah. Because you know what the funny thing is? Even though we had the LaFleur, I still remember what the ocean tastes like.
Yeah, I know. I remember it. It's like quarter, not even a quarter, eighth of this.
Yeah. It really did feel like that should have been a standard Cavillon to get you into it release. Like, because it gives you what you are expecting out of Cavillon. It's just...
Oh, you hit that around the head. That actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah, like, it's definitely the...
introduction.
Like, even way more than the other bottle, the lower-end bottle, like the Concert Man and all that. Like, this one actually does...
Or whatever.
Yeah, this one actually does give you, like, more of an intro into, like, okay, so if I went something higher, like, with the Vinho, these, or whatever, and stuff like that, I would be getting, a more advanced version of this, basically, and shit. So, fuck a duty free. They should probably release those, like, regularly.
Come on.
Get rid of all the other shit. Release those regularly and be like, this is our lineup to introduce you at $100, making $90, $95, whatever stuff. That cool packaging and stuff like that. You're getting the Vinho packaging on it. Just like a lighter size bottle with a better design on it.
Cavillon, if you listen, you might want to take some advice right there. You know? The man speaks truth.
I'd buy them. If they were a total, I'd go and get them. Yeah. I'd go grab them. I'd be like, this is $100.
Yeah.
Have them lined up together, put them outside. Yeah.
My curiosity now is if this is the ocean, I'm curious to know how many other more is coming in this collection. If that's the only one, then it is what it is. But, you know, from what it sounds like, they were going to at least issue a release two or three more, or maybe four. I think our guess was that they were gonna use the elements, you know, like ocean, sky, earth, fire, whatever, you know, something to kind of maybe blend it together and make a whole collection.
You know what? We didn't ask Ted if he saw the other ones there.
No, I think we did. He said this is the only one he saw.
Okay.
Like he said, this was new. This is new.
Got you.
Yeah. From what I remember he said, it was new.
Gotcha.
I just saw it at duty free, so I got one to try it. And then,
rightfully so, yeah. It was solid. You know what?
I think you and I can both agree. It was a solid pour. He, not so much.
Yeah, he didn't think. He thought it was just okay. He was like, whatever. He must have had something beforehand or whatever.
Because
that was our first drink. It was just like, it's fine. I liked it way more than the other lower expressions of Cavillon.
True.
I was like, because I'm getting the profile of it still. It's just like
I feel like that is now the true baseline.
Yeah, I agree.
If you want the start, that's the baseline. Start from there and then work up.
It reminded me of like the Red Breast Pedro Jimenez, how they kept calling that the baby 21-year-old. It was just like, I get the 21 notes in there or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're just not as rich and stuff like the actual 21 stuff. I felt that about the Cavillon. I was just like, I get the – it's basic. It's just the simple lineup, whatever. But I was like, I'm getting the Cavillon feel. So I was like, all right, this could easily slow me into the Sherry, Vinho, Port, X Bourbon, whatever. And I was like, the 15th anniversary, the 10th anniversary, and shit like that. I was like, I'm getting the hint. I never got that with the Concert Mastered or the Distillery Release or any other shit. I was like,
just feel like that was just mass produced just to get a product out, to get it out.
Yeah, and plus it was made for cocktails. But unlike Suntory, because Suntory tells you that Toki is made, they sell it in gift packages with like the glass, make a highball with it.
Yeah, yeah. They're like a little mixing.
Yeah. Cavillon don't do that with the consumer. They don't put a message out there saying, this is made for cocktails, whatever.
No.
They don't do that. So people think that that's a bottle of drink, they go like, Not to mention, Toki's $26.
God. That should say something.
The Concert Master, it's like 89 or some shit like that. It's just like, yo, you fucking crazy, dude. Like, yo, mixers should not be that expensive. Especially because you can go to Costco and get the Toki in that gift box. And I think it's like $29. I think it's only $3 more or whatever. It's like $29.99. It comes with a glass and shit. Mm-hmm. I gave that away as a fucking Christmas gift to somebody, whatever. But yeah, it's like cheap as shit. So, but I ain't spending $90 with tax or whatever that come out in almost damn near $100 for fucking mixing drink. Are you fucking crazy?
It's like you're going to make me pay a decent price for something that I'm probably going to use to not drink it straight up, mix it with other shit.
Yeah. This is fucking delicious. But to me, the one that sticks out the most is that port cast on the finish. I get a lot of that port on it. It's like that ruby port version of it and stuff. That's probably because out of the four Solus bottles, that's my favorite one. Yeah. I like between the Vinho, Sherry, X Bourbon, and port. The port was my favorite. I remember the Vinho was yours. Yes. And by the way, they're all good, so I ain't discrediting any of them.
I like that they decided to put all four in one bottle. It's unheard of.
Basically, that's just what they did. Yeah.
They literally took all four and just stuck it in one bottle.
I guess the only one they didn't do was the Vinho, but I mean, because the Puncheon is just like, that's more of like Suntory stuff that they use these days, whatever. Right. But like, they really did. The Vinho is just a combination, realistically, of like the other three anyway. It has like sherry in it. It has like fucking the chocolate. It has like, you know, everything else. I think the only thing it doesn't have is the port.
Right.
The port is specifically just port, whatever. So yeah, they kind of did. Yeah, you get the sherry, you get the ex-bourbon, you get the port. And you're getting a little extra addition, the Puncheon. So it's getting that little sugar and spice, nice, you know? So
it's funny because I actually showed the picture of this when we first had it out in the back of the Wellsborn.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed a picture of this thing. You know what my friend said? It's like, this looks like Johnny Walker.
Fuck you.
What the fuck? No, why would you say that? It's like, because it's a blend. Oh my God, go away. I should have never showed you this.
God damn, so Johnny Walker's associated with all blends now? I guess so, huh?
But people that they know.
Kudos to him for knowing it was a blend.
Yeah, no, because he saw it, because he saw this, it says a rare blend, and he goes, they got Johnny Walker.
You know what we'll do? We'll review Johnny Walker Blue, because actually someone gave me a limited edition bottle for when I left my last company or whatever.
Okay.
He gave it to me as a gift.
In the box and everything?
In the box. Yeah, So I haven't opened it yet, so I've had that thing
good
for
you.
A year or two now, whatever stuff. But I know that bottle's expensive.
Yeah, it's like $300.
Yeah, it's like $300. That's pretty expensive, whatever. So, you know what? You know,
Costco sells that shit like fucking hotcakes.
Yeah, they do. Like, yeah. It goes like crazy, whatever. Yeah. Shit. That's like their number one seller and shit. Like, yeah. Another one, you know, exactly. another crate. Yeah.
You know, like, I was at the Costco. It was in either Monterey Park or the Alhambra one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw. I don't even know how many Asian people, ironically, at the time, had one in their cart. I said, why is it in every Asian, where I'm at. But I go, why would they buy that? There's so many other things here they could have bought. But, you know, when you're set in your ways, you're set in your ways.
You know what's crazy? I think the Asian community is probably the number one race you can pinpoint what they drink.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Cognac. Mm-hmm. Suntory. And fucking Johnny Walker.
Yep.
Like, that's their whiskey or scotch.
Remember Ed? He said that's all he drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Ed says
all he drinks. He's like, yeah. I'm out of my house.
And we were trying to tell him we got that John Walker.
Yeah. And I think I gave him a bottle of that double black. Just to give him something. He's like, I'm drinking it. I can't wait to get home to drink it. I said, okay, enjoy.
Christoph found one from 1989, I think, at an estate sale. He gave it to me. He ran into me at a store one time, whatever, and he gave me a sip of it. And I was just like, I don't like John Walker. He's like, just trust me on this one. You'll drink this one, whatever. It's like from that old. It's like that low. That shit tastes nothing like today's Johnny Walker. You could tell.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell today.
Back then was a lot cleaner, simpler shit.
It had a lot. I didn't know Johnny Walker had sherry cask on it. This had a sherry on it, like a motherfucker. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, what is that? And whatever. He's like, it's Johnny Walker. He was like from the fucking 80s.
Yeah, funny you say that. My buddy had it in his garage. He had boxes of this stuff. It was so old. Like, you could tell this bottle was old. And it was Johnny Walker, just basic black. And I remember we cracked one open. And I wish I had the palate I have now then.
Yeah.
To me, it just tastes like Johnny Walker, but a little bit more refined.
Yeah.
Like, cleaner. Compared to
that. You can tell today they water it down.
Yeah, cleaner. I thought, wow, this is so good.
You know what's crazy about collecting Johnny Walker?
I should ask him if he still has some.
What's crazy about collecting Johnny Walker back then is, like, it's still cheap. Like the black?
Yeah.
Like it's not like something like the Suntory stuff, I definitely get. If you was collecting that back then, you was getting it at Costco for $50. Oh, yeah, collect it because today I ain't getting that shit for $50. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if you got boxes of that in your garage, wow, you might be sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah.
Johnny Walker Black, though, I mean, you could still get that. What did that run for? Like, I mean, they even sell 375 milliliter versions of that now, too, as well.
They even sell those little...
The like, miniatures, too? Of the blue, too. They sell the blue one as well, too. So, yeah. Of course, the blue is over the black. What kind of shit is that?
No.
All right, and that blue man. Fuck that blue man.
Obviously, they couldn't figure that shit out.
Yeah. So now they get you on those limited edition bottles. They're basically selling decanters.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people buy. Like a lot of the Asian community, they buy the decanters because of the beautiful design. And I will say, those designs are great.
Yeah.
I saw that LA one they had. I was like, oh, that looks awesome, whatever. I'm not paying $300 for it, though.
Because isn't most of the cognac stuff coming in those, like, beautiful crystal decanters?
It's like real crystal and shit. Yeah.
It's like, after you drink it, you don't feel like you throw it away. Like, you could reuse that because it's so nice.
Mm-hmm. Asians have it's funny because they have such a taste for higher end spirits and stuff, and then it goes Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
It's like their cognac,
oh my goodness,
high end shit, like level or whatever and stuff like that. They love
a lot more expensive than this.
Yeah. Way more expensive than this, whatever and shit.
But then when they go to whiskey, they're like, blue? Johnny Walker blue? Okay. But you don't want to say no.
Yeah.
You know, if they offer, like, okay, sure, I will take some.
I guess for them, because it's kind of like the Johnny Walker Black, like, if they've been drinking it for so long, they remember what it used to taste like.
Right.
Because, like, remember, back then it was really fucking good.
Yeah.
It was, like, it's good. So now their taste buds probably just used to it now at this point as far as sipping it. So they're like, it's still somewhat quality to them.
Yeah.
So, and I get it, yeah. But they're cognac and everything else. Their Suntory is expensive as shit. So, yeah. This shit's amazing, by the way. It, like, it has not left my, you like more?
Yes.
Here, it's your bottle.
Oh, thank you.
I think I'm not, like, to right here on mine.
Oh, we about to get past that shit.
I think I had, like, three or something like that or whatever.
We're about to get past that right now. I'm about to get a nice little pour of this bad boy.
It's so good. That's why it's rich. That's why rich. Like it's like getting a gourmet chocolate bar or whatever and shit.
It's like full body.
Look at the color on that too. It's like got that it's that ruby port color.
Oh no, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
It is.
Like in the bottle
too. Yeah, even in the bottle. Like when you look through the bottle,
it looks like a ruby port.
Man, that looks just so
good. Oh, which is funny because it is Ruby Pork.
Yeah.
It's like, there you go. Yeah. It's got like that nice glow on it. It's like a shine and shit to it. It's beautiful as hell. One of the prettiest fucking colors. I honestly, it could pass for like a cognac.
It could. I'm going to sit here and sniff this all day.
You know when you get towards the end of the glass, that citrus note starts to pop out more on it too as well.
Now, this is the second pour. There's that chocolate note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I notice on the finish too, you get more of like that dark cocoa powder and then like it's like a sweet sherry as well too on it. See, I love what they did with the sherry on this and how it just balances out. That was, I think we were talking about that when we first tried it. It's just so well perfectly balanced too. Like,
oh, I could just, I'm having a nosegasm right now because this is so good.
I know we joke about this all the time. It tastes like candy. It really does taste like candy, though.
It does.
Like a really well expensive, well refined candy. Nice chocolate bar that you got at the fucking duty free that you paid $15 for and shit. Remember when you bought Jenna all that chocolate bar and it came out to like $40 or $50 or something like that?
Place,
in Century City?
Well, that place is gone now.
I bet. Yeah.
That gourmet chocolate was
so, but it's so fucking good. So good. It was like $15 a bar, I think, whatever.
Like, no, the average was like 10.
Yeah.
But then there were certain special ones that were like 15, 20. You know, depending on what you got. At the time, they didn't have that Dubai shit, so that worked out.
The Ocean was like a Nestle bar you get at the gas station. This is like one of those chocolates you get there.
Well, let's one up it. Fine. You can get it at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Well, I like gas station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The ones you can walk into, right?
Well, because I feel like you can do more at a gas station when you get there. Because, like, you know.
Right. You get best of both worlds. Because you're getting gas.
And while you're waiting in line, you're like, oh, look at that chocolate bar right there. So, like 7-Eleven, you legit let me go in there for the chocolate. It's like, oh, unless they got a gas station attached to them or something like that. So, yeah.
But that's what that dude won the lottery ticket. He won a gas station.
Convenience store in it. And maybe people think I'm talking shit about the gas station chocolate like a Nestle bar. No, them shit's delicious as fuck.
No, hey, shit. I bought some Dubai chocolate there for a
friend. Shit, it gets the fucking job done. Hey,
she loved that shit.
If I got a fucking chocolate taste, I'll give me a Kit Kat bar and shit, or whatever, a Twix bar. Yeah, that shit's good as fuck. Yeah, bring me off a piece of that. That caramel. That mocha. I ask the questions now. Yeah, dude, that's so good.
Okay. As much as I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. You're thinking about the.
You're damn right I am.
I knew it.
You're damn right I am.
I knew you were thinking about
it. Yeah. It's like that one that got away. I should have gave her my number.
She smiled at me.
Yeah. We talked for hours. Yeah. And that was that I had the courage to give her my number.
We ate tacos together.
Yeah, I even ate meatballs and everything.
And then we ended the night. And then when she got in the Uber, oh no.
When that Waymo drove off, I thought, fuck. I should have gave him my number.
And Waymo fast. I couldn't catch up.
Exactly. I'm like, slow down, Waymo. Damn,
slow down.
Yeah.
Shit, is that my girl?
Yeah.
Is that my girl?
Yeah.
Shit. You been out here all day? No, you got me $100?
Yeah.
Beat it.
One of the best fucking drops right there from Chris Tucker.
I think honestly it's because it's true. Because you watch some old videos of Mike or whatever and shit. He kind of was like, remember he used to call them fish, the women?
Mm.
Look at the fish flop. Look at him flop. Whatever. He's like, that one's showing her their titties.
Yeah.
Pull up closer. Don't roll the window down now.
Yeah.
Michael was like the ultimate dick dude. Listen to his music. I'm telling you. All the shit about everything else, I was like, he probably was a womanizer.
Mm.
I mean, he called Diana Ross Dirty Diana.
So he's like, Dirty Diana.
She gave him something. No.
Yeah. Or maybe he ate her ass and it was a little dirty. It was a Dirty Diana.
I mean,
did you not clean it before I came over?
You listen to them lyrics. He was like, yeah, she didn't clean it right. She just wiped it to side.
Yeah.
And I looked in the tub and I said, ew, tonight, Dirty Diana. No.
That was a thing that I think, I'm on the stereotype with him. There's something about, I think after there were like some retrospective thing about after he remembers hair cut off in that Pepsi commercial.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying, that's when like his whole like psyche and his mind.
fucking changed.
Shit, your hair catch on fire too. Your fucking brain to fucking shit. Yeah. I never seen no shit like that until I saw that. I was like, oh fuck, dude. Like, I've seen like usually the pyro explode in your face or whatever, something like that. Never your fucking hair though.
Yeah, his hair, his whole head caught on fire.
Like, God damn.
Yeah. I was a kid and going, oh my God, Michael. Yeah. What happened to Michael? What did he do to Michael?
I said, somebody set him up. Yeah. It was that bitch from Selena.
they're trying to take all of our great stars and artists.
I thought it was the maid from Selena. I said, she did it again. I said, she in the background. She's smiling. She's like, yo, you're getting... Oh, wait, hold on. What accent was that? So, yeah. But,
you know,
she just got out of jail, by the way.
Because we can talk about it because we obviously got a chance to see it. When these great stars were alive, you know, Michael, Prince, you know, just to name a few.
Yeah.
You know, these kids that are out now, they're like, who? Yeah.
The crazy thing about Michael is he's still, like, in charts and shit like that.
Oh, Thriller. But, Thriller will never be topped.
Yeah.
Thriller will never be
topped. Well, not even just Thriller. He had the greatest 3-album release of all time, when it was Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad.
Yep.
It's just like, come on, like that.
For me, you know what? I would age myself. I take it back. I'm more Off the Wall.
Off the Wall, yeah.
Than Thriller.
I like the tracks on Off the Wall, but I played Thriller recently. Mm. There's so many goddamn hits on that album, dude. There's so many.
Now it makes sense why Thriller is like the all-time greatest.
It's so many fucking hits on there. It's like, I forgot this track was on there. It's like, damn. Because I'm not even talking about just Thriller the song.
Yeah, like, the album itself.
The album itself, I know people, they probably think Thriller on that album is like the top of the top. For me, actually, it might be my I love the song, but it's not my least favorite. Because he's got so many fucking better hits on there, like good hits on there. It's like, oh, and then Bad was just like fucking crazy. But Off the Wall, because I recently listened to it when I took Mom to dinner, listened to the whole album on this drive to this restaurant.
Yeah.
That album is just fucking.
Oh, that album hit. For me, it hits.
It hits like so many fucking
I get on a plane. For me, my routine is I get on the plane, get situated, look at the safety car, look where I'm going to potentially have to open a door if I have to, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then once we're getting ready, Off the Wall. I just sit there. Because if the plane goes down and something happens, I get loss of life, everyone gets lost, at least people will know that I was listening to Michael Jackson.
I'm a huge Beat It guy. Mm. I fucking love Beat It. I love Human Nature.
Yes.
Off the Wall stuff, the single stuff. I love Remember the Times. Yeah. It's Billie Jean. Billie Jean is just like, man, that song is just like probably the greatest single pop song, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
What was that other album? Was it the Moonwalker album one?
Yeah, the Moonwalker one.
Damn.
That was a great fucking album.
Wow.
I even like the newer shit. The one where he did Rock My World with Chris Tucker.
Yes.
I fucking love that song.
I love that. That's a jam.
That's a fucking jam. That's a hot song right there or whatever. And the moves and Chris and even that, the little story they tell whatever shit. It's like, that shit is dope as hell. I love that song.
I agree.
That song is hot, dude. I think it's like one of his underrated ones, honestly. Like, kind of, actually, Thriller overshadowed Off the Wall. Because Off the Wall is like, fuck.
Because, you know, you're always trying to ascend.
I think he did it, too. Yeah. That's the thing. He did it, too.
How you go from that to Thriller? Wow. And they were saying that he was a perfectionist. That
he was like.
If there was a certain sound or something in the background, he heard it, they had to fix it.
Yeah, he would spit, like, blow the budget, like, $29 payout. Like, they said he was, like, a menace on set. If you fuck up, whatever, it was, like, your head or whatever. Shit, he had the Bloods and Crips and Beat It.
I know.
He got the Bloods and Crips to do a fucking video together and shit like that. This dude was looking for trouble. Like that's how much Michael was respected. Bitches was fainting in the crib. Oh, shit. Oh, remember they was getting the ambulance. They had to, like, carry them out and shit like that. And he didn't even say shit. He popped up out of the stage whatever, and stood there. And like Captain Crunch and shit with them bells and whistles and shit. He just stood and bitches, shit. And he's, like, thinking his head, look at the fish.
Yeah. Look at all my fish in my pond.
I mean, Keith Young, he had guys fainting. Okay, like, what artists?
Were they guys?
Well.
Okay, maybe back then.
Yeah.
Yes. Visually, they were guys.
Okay, fine. It was Jamie Foxx in that drag that he used to wear. In what was her name again?
Shit.
Well, I can't remember that now. Damn.
Was it Wanda?
Wanda.
Yeah.
He
with the big old lips?
He make an ugly woman. Yeah. it's like, dude.
ain't enough surgery that can help you, dude. It's like, yeah, no,
there are certain men in this world that just need to stay men. There are some men in this world that, damn, they could switch.
Yeah, they could. Jamie was not one of them. He was like, you stay as a man. He was in the crowd, too. He fainted.
I look at myself sometimes in the mirror and go, could I have been a woman? I said, no, I'm too ugly.
Too ugly. I give this a last drop. This is too good, dude. I could sip on this day. You know, the thing about it, it comes off as an everyday sipper because, like, it's dangerous.
It is.
Like, I could sip on this. It's at 43% ABV, which is not that high.
No, that's actually, that's a nice, that's like even-keel number right there.
It comes off as a nice daily sipper, though, but it also has, like, that special richness in there, so it makes it kind of a little bit more classier, too. Like, I pull this out when my sister or cousin comes over or something like that. I don't pull this out for anybody.
Right.
I actually love the shit out of this. I can't remember what I named. I think it was my number two. Mm. My best of.
Yeah, but you know, I could hear the people that are a little bit ignorant when it comes to Asian whiskey. They'll probably think because it's you. Oh, is this Japanese?
I think they will say.
Of course, I could hear it. I could already hear it in my head.
But it tastes Chinese.
That's right. Oh, that story never gets old.
That one's to you, Jeff.
Oh, God, that story never gets old.
That was, you know what? Funny enough, that was 10 years ago to this day.
happy 10th anniversary. This tastes Chinese.
Yeah, we were all hanging out in Long Beach or whatever and stuff and at my place, and we went to 2nd Street.
It wasn't Monterey Park or Alhambra?
No, we went to 2nd Street. We went to St. and 2nd. We had like a Yamazaki 18 and a bunch of old dusty bottles. And funny enough, St. and 2nd used to have like dusty old bottles and shit.
Oh, no shit.
I know more. but yeah, they used to have like old Taylor and shit there and stuff. So yeah, I love this pour though, dude. That's why.
Can't get enough. I'm going for
another. Yeah, break. You know what? I want some more of that too, if you don't mind. Because I had opened that like pretty recently when I got it, and I was just like, oh, it's perfect. And not to mention, you know, we're those Cavalon guys. We hosted an event on Cavalon. We didn't pour this, but
no. This would have been hell no. No, it would have been hell yeah for us.
Yeah, for you though.
Yeah, but for people that are walking in, never having it,
you can eat ass.
Yeah, that's a waste.
Yeah, hell yeah, it was a waste. Yeah. So hey, waste it is. And all right, cool, goodbye.
Yeah, because I remember that was. I think it was. Well, it was a few, but I know one couple came in and she's like, oh, I don't drink whiskey.
So, oh, I remember.
And she's like, it burns.
It was the three girls.
Yeah, it's like, it burns. So
the one girl I was talking to, she was for it. The other girl was kind of in the middle. She was like, I drink it occasionally, but not as much, whatever. And the other one's like, no, it burns, whatever, stuff like that. So they tried to get her to drink it.
Yeah.
The girl.
Which I think she did eventually.
Yeah, she convinced her to drink it.
Definitely didn't start with this one, and then you told her to work her way up.
She said the lawn was too strong. I was just like, oh
God.
I said, well, I'm not even going to give you the other ones then. Yeah. I was like, I'm not even going to give you the other one. I was like, if the lawn is too strong, I was just like.
I think from what I remember, the lawn was pretty popular.
It was.
Yeah.
The sherry and the lawn.
Yeah, it was kind of shocking.
Which we were just like, cool for us. We
liked
it.
Okay. More for us then. Not for you, more for us.
Suck to be you then. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I said, wait, what? But then, to the best of my knowledge, not a single person even knew what it was. Because they thought it was some kind of event that the brand was doing.
Yeah.
We're like, nah, homie.
Oh, this is fucking bad. Damn shit.
Yeah,
that little sherry just hit right there. Whatever that was really. I'm talking about the 15-year-old right now. That shit was really fucking good. That was like a little caramel drop or something like that hit my throat. Or that was really fucking good.
Man, this is the third pour, and
oh yeah, I think you're past me now in the bottle. You're past me. I'm still on like above part of the flowers.
The part that
Like I'm below distillery, but I'm in that range right there. You're below it now, so yeah, you just beat me now.
Man, this
is fucking great. Which, by the way, I guess you haven't been on since before we did that Cavalon. That Cavalon went really well.
Oh, that event was great. Thank you for having me, by the way.
That was really well. Yeah. And then also too, we got to try the 15th anniversary. Well, one of them. We tried the ex-bourbon one.
No, we have both.
No, we only tried the ex-bourbon. We didn't try the sherry.
Oh, did we?
No.
I thought we had both.
We only tried the ex-bourbon.
Oh.
We only tried the other cast tried the sherry. Mm. Then we got the ex-bourbon because they said they weren't that fan of the sherry.
That's right. Because the the friends that they came back to the event, they all said they had one, so we all...
Because they went to the bar and bought it.
Right.
They straight up went to the bar. I was like, respect, yeah, that's right there, yeah. Because that was the goal. We can get people to buy shit. And, like, they went and bought the sherry, and... Well, look, we probably might like the sherry, but Ted was like more, I think this one's better.
Right.
So it was like, oh, okay. After Ted made that face on the ocean, I was like, I'd like to try the sherry still.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Because like, I was like, maybe I might like that one too. I thought as far as ex-bourbons go, which I like the ex-bourbon cask, that was more well-refined than anything I've ever fucking had in the ex-bourbon cask category. And I've had like three versions of ex-bourbon from Cavalon. That shit was fucking phenomenal. That was the same thing we were doing again. We was babysitting the shit out that glass.
Hell yeah.
We had that glass in our hand for fucking forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, forever. Really? Yeah. It never, ever seems that long.
That glass in my hand got to the point it was so warm.
Yeah. It was funny because Rain was making fun of us. She was like, oh, y'all still have y'all glass? I was like, you goddamn right.
I'm not trying to rush this.
Yeah,
you can't rush perfection.
I don't want no more of this shit. Because I think they were trying to give me, I think that's when they was pouring the El Tesoro. And I was like, here, get this glass in. I was
put it in this water cup.
Yeah, we all liked it. But it was just like, yeah, let me go back to this now.
Yeah. Like, this, that, I could have this. I'm probably never going to have this again. So please don't put it in here.
Man, I'd like to do a night where we do those 15th anniversary, the 10th anniversary, and the LaFleur's 30 something. You know, it's like all in one night.
Yeah, what do you call it? Unicorns.
Yeah.
Unicorns.
That'd be so fucking.
Yeah. If you don't even want to like freak people out, change it. Label the show Candy Corns.
Oh, I was never going to. I wasn't going to buy people that. That's for us.
Got it.
There's no fucking way we can invite people to that shit. Yeah. Hell no.
I'm talking about like if you were going to plan to like record it or something.
Yeah. See, I'd be biased as fucked on that episode. Everything's going to be like, all right, I'm just going to be making clear. Everything here is a last drop. I'm just sipping this for my own purpose.
Exactly.
I'm
here to indulge.
Yeah, I'm here to get fucked up.
I want some good shit.
I want to be running butt ass naked down the street now.
While you is just eating his ass.
Ooh, look at that boy go.
Yeah.
he deep in the anus.
Yeah. I'm trying to get myself my own colonoscopy.
Yeah, oh my God, that boy. Hey, I'd rather have him check this some doctor with his finger up there.
Yeah, big ass college ring
and his liberal notes. Damn, I just downed the rest. That shit was good. Damn, it was fucking good, dude.
It's so good.
It's so good. Yeah, I give that a last drop.
Yeah,
that's a last drop. Yeah, that's a last drop.
That's a if you can get it, please buy it. That's a go get it.
You can get it online.
Go get it.
It's gonna cost you some money. You can get it online now. Yeah. What was it? 300 or something like that, or 500?
You know what? Don't let the price fool you. Just go get it.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I'm saying it because I have one.
Yeah.
But if you appreciate good hooch, just trust us. Go get it.
I'll tell you this right now. If we didn't have a bottle and it was released in the States and it was $300, I'd buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, because I had it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd be
like, shit, I'll go have it with you. If you found one,
I would have sent you a text message to be like, oh, I found the 15-year-old. I'm going to go get it right now. I would have easily. Yeah. If it was released, I would. Yeah. Easily.
Tell me how much you paid. I'll give you half.
Yeah, I totally would. $300? With tax, probably like $329 or something like that. I would totally pay that. Yeah,
not bad.
Yeah, I spent that on lesser age stated bottles of shit. I mean, damn near.
Let me go back to the shit on the floor right there. Fucking that ball's on. I would gladly trade that and get this.
Well, you remember when the Blue Spot first came out with their fucking charging for? Wasn't it like $250 or something like that?
Well, remember we went to fucking.
Oh, they wanted like $300 and something like that.
And then we went to a grand. Yeah. I was like, thank you, God.
You know what's so funny about it?
I was under $200.
Now you can find this shit anywhere for like $140 at most or something like that. I saw that Total Wine shit. I was like, you motherfuckers, dude. So you just.
Yeah, the only one that I need out of that spot collection was that
13 gold.
Yeah, that gold.
That's the only one that ain't dropped in price. No, I think it dropped at K&L by like $20 or $30 or something like that. But I was like, still too high.
But was it like two something?
It was $289 when it dropped. And now I think it's like, I think you can get it at K&L for $250. I'm looking to hit $200.
If it can go to 200,
it's gonna move. Maybe when the gas prices go down, maybe it might go down.
I don't know. That gold spot been out for what, like 2 years now,
give or take.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think it's going down.
That's the only one I need in my collection. And
I just want to try it now, at least whatever. Because the gold, not I actually like it a lot. It grew on me a lot more. Like I think the red is obviously still number one.
Oh, red! That red 15.
That's perfect. That red.
Other than this 15 right here in front of us,
because we don't really. I don't. You know, funny enough. It might be the year of good 15-year-olds because this one and the new Elijah Craig 15-year-old that came out, I hear that's like the bourbon of like one of the bourbons of the year. Then you got the 15 red spot or whatever. Like, I don't really fuck with the red, the 15-year-olds whiskey usually. They kind of be like in the middle-ish or whatever, but they've been really fucking good lately. So
well, because that Red Breast 15 just probably just destroyed the whole narrative. Of
I didn't 15s. Like Glenfiddich 15 either. Oh, God. I think that tastes like shit.
And I'm a Red Breast guy, and that 15 was... I've had it. It's I don't know how many times.
It's horrible. It gets worse.
It never gets better. Never gets better. I don't know why. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
I would go. I'd rather drink a 12. Just a simple 12. Shit. Okay. You might call me out on this one. I'd rather drink a Sexton than drink a 15.
Now you ain't calling nobody out on that.
Yeah. Because. Yeah. I don't.
Rather drink that Irish whiskey I gave you over there.
Yeah. Definitely. I'd rather drink that.
I don't even know the fucking name of it, but I'd rather drink that. Yeah. Anything. Yeah.
Shit. I would drink. The ocean, the Calvary
Ocean.
Oh,
it's easily though.
Yeah,
it's cheaper than Red Breast 15 too.
Whatever. So no, no thank you, but thank you, but no thank you.
Well, I give this the last drop. We're gonna get out of here now. Thank you for joining.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Thank you
yes.
for popping the cherry on that.
Oh yes. I had to. If you're coming over, I obviously had to give you the good stuff.
This was unplanned, by the way. I was just over here.
I was actually out buying markers because I had to fix my table. The table that JB actually gave me and my shoes. Yes, don't ask.
I was out sucking dick, so I had to.
God damn.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, gas high, dog. Hey, the Lord want me to.
It's a good day.
The Lord said, pay them bills, Nero.
It's a warm day. It's a good time to be out. Yeah.
Well,
this part of town? Okay.
Yeah. They got my money. A lot of husbands cheating on their wives. Yeah. I'll be cheating.
What is it? Kristen Noem's husband?
Hey, I can't say names. I don't give names of my clients.
Okay, my bad. I need to put them on blast.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. I'll give you a lottery ticket. I have a dollar on it.
So, anyway, going to get out of here. Thank you for joining us, tuning in as well, too. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
Hey, I'm that guy, you.
And like I always say, livers will never be the same. Glasses will never be dry.
Keep it wet. Keep it wet.
Oh.
Just keep it wet. Let's keep it simple.
It's hot outside, so yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, and alcohol. You got to keep it wet. Because if you run out, you dry.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Cheers.
Cheers.